Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
17 minutes past 6 on SENSA Breakfast. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. If you're listening on the app, you can have a look inside Studio Lumo and see Mark Bickley in his what's now become your work uniform, your Sports Entertainment Network t-shirt. Well, we love it. Mm-hmm. Looks very nice, and we are hoping it's going to be a wonderful day. I think it's warming up once again across Adelaide. We've had a very strange autumn so far.
An Indian summer.
Yeah, exactly, I think. I'm just going to pretend I know what that means. Bix, let's get into our sports update on this wonderful Wednesday morning. What do you got for us?
Well, this story broke yesterday morning. Collingwood Premiership player Nathan Murphy has retired from AFL football due to concussion issues. Murphy fronted the media yesterday saying he did everything he could to prolong his AFL career, but ultimately had no choice but to prioritise life beyond football. That is after suffering around 10 concussions. He's only 24 years of age, so the last game that he will have played will have been the AFL Premiership game, the grand final last year, which is sad for a young man, 24 years of age, with seemingly it all ahead of him, is no longer going to be playing, which adds to a growing list now, if you think about Angus Brayshaw earlier this year, Paddy McCartan late last year, so a number of players now bowing out of football due to brain injuries. Adelaide has lost fullback Jordan Butts yet again to injury as they try to gain traction after a breakthrough AFL win. Now, Jordan Butts is battling a hamstring complaint. He missed the Crows' main training session. That was yesterday ahead of Friday night's game against Essendon. He suffered the hamstring ailment in the preseason. Missed a couple of games round one through to round four, and then it was tight on the weekend. You could see him getting work on it. He completed the game, but it clearly is an issue. So back to the drawing board there. You would think James Borlase might get another opportunity. We'll talk about his...
Could be a good week for the Borlase family.
His sibling, Isabel, later. And Kelly Slater has called time on his legendary surfing career. Slater lost to world number one Griffin Colapinto in the round of 16 of the Margaret River Pro on Tuesday, meaning he missed the World Surf League's mid-season cut. The 11-time world champion was cheered from main break in emotional scenes. Let's have a listen.
It's been the best times of my life, and couldn't quite pull a miracle off this week, but, you know, I pulled a few off over the years, and I still had that hope out there, you know? I was like, oh, one might pop up with a minute to go, so.
Sometimes we forget that he was in Baywatch as well as an actor, Kelly Slater.
Really?
Yep.
That's a long while ago.
One of your favourite shows that you've suggested. Quickly, some of those Champions League scores once again. We're now approaching the 90th minute in both games. Borussia Dortmund leading Atletico Madrid 4-2. So on aggregate, they are 5-4 up. You would think now they are going to go through to the semi-final. And in the 90th minute, it is PSG that's leading Barcelona 5-4 on aggregate. So
wow.
On the other side of this, we'll be able to tell you the final scores in both then, because I have a very unique NBA statistic for you in regards to end of season awards and eligibility. Hang around for that one, please.
Okay. We play the stat man, Greg?
Yeah, we might do that a little bit later. We're in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA.